This is Since You Asked,
a new series on NSPR,
where you ask the questions
and we find the answers.
My name is Beverly Tomasian. I live in Chico, California. And my question is, what chemicals are they spraying on the almond orchards throughout the growing season? Are they harmful to the humans who live adjacent to these almond orchards? Thanks so much for answering my question.
For North State Public Radio News, I'm Adia White. Thanks for your question. I was able to find the top 5 pesticides used in Beverly's neighborhood with the state's pesticide tracker, which anyone can access. There's Xyram, Orizolin, glyphosate, paraquat dichloride, and clarified hydrochloric extract. There are hundreds of pesticides that growers spray on almonds throughout the year, but mostly during the spring. Many of these chemicals are very dangerous if used incorrectly, which is why there are so many rules and regulations around their use. Growers must assure that they're safely applying these chemicals. Lisa Blecker trains applicators in pesticide safety across the state. She's with the University of California, Davis's Agriculture and Natural Resource Department. She says that it's illegal to spray on people, private property, and animals.
There is no set distance set out in this regulation. It basically says, even if somebody were a mile down the road and you somehow drifted onto them, you're liable for that.
But even if growers follow all the rules, things can go wrong. In an educational pamphlet, the Department of Pesticide Regulation states that, quote, some off-site movement occurs with every application, even if only a few molecules. Rebecca Schmidt is a molecular epidemiologist with the University of California at Davis. She and her colleagues look at some of the risks associated with living near areas where agricultural pesticides are used. Part of that study was done locally. A number of women from the Yuba City area participated.
So the moms who had the highest associated risk of having a child with autism were the moms that were exposed to any of these types, or almost any of these types of pesticides, and the combination of having not taking a prenatal vitamin or having low folic acid.
Chlorpyrifos was one of the pesticides that they looked at. It's used throughout our region, and it's been the topic of much debate. A number of activist groups in California are pushing for an outright ban. Schmidt says that the state does take findings like hers into consideration when making regulations, but the science is often a step behind. Even when a product is banned, the replacement isn't necessarily safer.
They often replace it with something else that hasn't been tested for long-term human neurodevelopmental effects, and so we end up doing the science to see whether that's still an issue or not with the new product.
There's also an agricultural commissioner in each county responsible for making sure that everyone follows the rules. Catherine Quist is the Deputy Agricultural Commissioner for Butte County, where Beverly lives.
This year alone, we've done almost 350 inspections. We haven't found very many violations, only about 30 violations total on those 350 inspections.
And the commissioner's office can give out up to 50 violations per inspection.
So for the most part, people are very much in compliance and are doing and abiding by the rules.
But if you're concerned about the use of pesticides near your home, we have much more information online, including how to track which pesticides are being used near you and how to look into their safety. We'll also tell you who to call if you suspect a violation. Find out on mynspr.org. I'm Adia White for North State Public Radio.
Since You Asked is a new series on North State Public Radio where you ask the questions and we find the answers. So tell us, what have you been wondering about? Head to mynspr.org and let us know.